One of the enduring topics the Healing Muse receives concerns grief, such a profound and sometimes frightening emotion. I'd like to share work from two of our writers, one an essayist, one a poet, as each grapples with the aftermath of loss. The first comes from Central New York writer and self-described recovering academic Jill Swenson. Here is an excerpt from her essay, Crazy Chick Waiting for a Collect Call from the Sundance Kid. Grief hits me upside the head, knocks the wind right out of my sails, cuts me off at the knees, weighs on my chest heavier than a 2-ton truck, presses down on my shoulders, and racks my addled brain. Grief washes over me. Grief inflicts itself upon my soul uninvited and unwelcome, slips into my life on a stealth mission, takes me hostage, and shakes me down. It might be a verb, but grieve isn't something I do. It's something done to me. I try to manage my responses to the reality of death, but bodily reactions don't allow my mind much control over the matter. Lead feet, bowed head, shoulders to ears, hollow eyes, snot and tears. Grief grabs your appetite and spits it in your face. Death casts grief like a shadow upon those left living. It is a physical, spiritual, emotional, intellectual wallop. I stand in the shade of the tree of forgiveness and wail. Yes, Sam's death feels like a spanking for which I examine my conscience for the sin that evoked it. Grief can bring along its relatives, guilt, the what-ifs, and shame. Grief makes me feel naked. Every nerve is exposed and raw, sensitive to the touch, the shadow, the memory. I'm ashamed to be a widow. It's a status assigned, not elected, not my choice. I resist, but it is futile. Grief makes me regress, irritable and fussy like a teething baby. My patience, good manners, and small virtues got sucked out of my soul with his spirit's departure. The second reading is from Arizona poet Donna Pfluger. Her poem is entitled, How to Endure the Beast Called Grief. Be a grackle. Shine with the glossy black of loss. Stare down grief. With beady yellow eyes, screech and whistle. Raise hell in a parking lot. Fight over scraps of memories and win.